Welcome to The V-Word. I'm Carol Olson, your host. And today I'm honoring Emily Doe, Stanford sexual assault survivor. On Tuesday, November 2nd, Glamour magazine named Emily Doe a 2016 Woman of the Year. They honor her as most women and all survivors honored her for her courageous statement in standing up to her attacker. She didn't ask to be sexually assaulted, and she didn't ask to be the voice of sexual assault. Her case, because it happened in California and because it happened at a university, highlighted not only weaknesses in the university's response to sexual assault, our continued culture of white privilege that accusers still live within, but also highlighted weaknesses in California's laws about sexual assault, the loophole that allowed lighter sentences in cases where the victim is unconscious or severely intoxicated. As Glamour wrote, Doe's words circled the globe. Within 4 days, her statement had been viewed 11 million times. It was read aloud on CNN and the floor of Congress. Rape hotlines experienced surges in both calls and offers of volunteer help. And importantly, California closed the loophole that had allowed lighter sentences in cases where the victim is unconscious or severely intoxicated. It is significant that even though the accused, Brock Turner, who was convicted of sexually assaulting her while she was unconscious, only received 6 months in jail and 3 years probation, and then got out after 3 months, but the case and her advocacy and the advocacy of the 11 million people on her behalf changed California law. California Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation that will mean tougher punishment for some offenders convicted of rape or sexual assault. Under Assembly Bill 2888, courts would not be allowed to grant probation to people convicted in a rape or sexual assault involving a victim who was unconscious or was too intoxicated to give his or her consent. Her powerful words galvanized survivors and gave voice to survivors everywhere. And to quote Emily Doe, I am learning to say, I hope you end up like me, meaning I hope you end up like me strong. I hope you end up like me proud of who I'm becoming. I hope you don't end up. I hope you keep going. And I hope you grow up knowing that the world would no longer stand for this. Victims are not victims, not some fragile, sorrowful aftermath. Victims are survivors, and survivors are going to be doing a hell of a lot more. Powerful words. And her powerful words not just changed her life, not just changed law in California, not just gave voice to the millions of survivors out there, but it's a powerful message that is part of the groundwork for the conversation that has influenced our presidential race. Looking at campus sexual assault statistics, RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, identifies women aged 18 to 24 are at an elevated risk of sexual violence. 11.2% of all students experience rape or sexual assault through physical force, violence, or incapacitation. Among graduate or professional students, 8.8% of females and 2.2% of males experience rape or sexual assault through physical force, violence, or incapacitation. They point out that sexual violence is more prevalent at college compared to other crimes, and that college-age victims of sexual violence often do not report to law enforcement, and sexual violence may occur at a higher rate at certain times of the year. More than 50% of college sexual assaults occur in either August, September, October, or November, and students are at increased risk during the first few months of their first and second semesters in college. Campus law enforcement has a significant role in addressing and responding to college sexual assault. To look at more information about campus sexual violence statistics, you can go to RAINN, RAINN.org, Statistics Campus Sexual Violence. I am honored to be a woman in this world today, where more and more survivors can speak out, where support can be galvanized across social media in moments. But I also know that not everyone can speak out like Emily did. Not everyone has enough support behind them to access channels of communication, to deal with court, to deal with the public. For those of you, for those survivors out there who are seeking support and who need a venue to speak out, there are options for you. In Virginia, you can call the statewide hotline at 1-800-838-8238, and a live person will help talk to you, help you find the resources you need, help you find the nearest rape crisis center, help you find the nearest victim witness center, help you find the nearest hospital that has forensic examinations. If you can't call or you don't feel safe to call, you can chat. Go to www.vadata.org/chat, or you can text 804-793-9999. Free, confidential, 24 hours a day. Someone is there to help you. You've been listening to The V-Word, recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's Independent Radio. Carol Olson, your host. For more information about The V-Word, to hear past shows of The V-Word, please go to thevword.org. To learn more, donate, or volunteer in community radio, please go to wrir.org.